got both of them.
I'm sure the the bill's just clicking.
Taking off. Did you find one of those final?
Call our meeting back to order.
All right. All right, thanks.
Welcome, Mel and Sean. John, Mel's going to talk to us about a change order.
Yeah.
Number 14.
Yeah, this is a closeout change order on the Ozark Beach project, and it zeroes out the unused quantities. I can go through this in as much detail as you want. It's a deduct, $391,000. Biggest part of that is the way we handled roads. We had money in there to completely reconstruct the roads originally, and then working with the road department during construction, we decided not to take the risk and to get into a bunch of unsuitable subgrade. Mm-hmm. And so instead of ripping the roads up, we basically did overlays. And so that was the
difference.
The big part of this, but we can go through. There's an item or whatever you want, but this has been recommended by me, approved by the contractor, and recommended by the sewer district.
Motion for approval.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Is that change order 14? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Change order 14, if you would.
And I've got some original score.
Looks like it's been run over by a car tire, but we'll keep that one.
Jim had brought an issue up, Mel, and we tried to call you about.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, the time, or just cost saving, y'all having to bring this in and whatnot. I know we've been doing that forever. But
yeah, I just have been doing it in case there's any questions, but yeah, it is a lot of times an extra trip, so if we don't need to, that's good.
Yeah, we can always do it by conference call.
And I brought up that if you are not coming down for another situation, that you go ahead, because I know that you've got different projects.
Yeah, today I haven't been down here anyway, so it's not a big deal today. So four copies there, too.
So I guess would we want to say to Mel that John, that if there's change orders coming up and you're not going to be in town anyway,
do it by phone.
Ask us if you've got any questions ahead of time or something, or do it by phone. Whatever.
Fine with us.
So while you're standing here, how are we on that project? Anything you want to say?
The contractors completed their work, and they're putting together their paperwork for their final pay request approval, and they're supposed to get that to me today or tomorrow so that we can put the final closeout documents on the next sewer board meeting agenda. Now, there's still some maintenance issues out there that they're dealing with. They have a one-year maintenance provision in the contract, and there's still some issues with that. There's still a lot of grass that's not growing just due to the seasons and that type of thing, but we're handling that with the maintenance part of the contract. So. But the system's operational, and you've probably got, looks like, half your customers.
We've got, I believe, 107 have connected.
Okay.
We've got about 168, I believe, we've got permit holders. So about 189.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So it's going pretty good.
It's good.
We first sent letters out on September 14th. From then until now, we've got about
189. Thank you. All right. I believe we're ready to talk to Randy Hayes about Park Drive Road easement.
Yep.
Thank you, sir, folks.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, sir.
I'm going to take this call. You guys continue on without me here.
Okay.
This is Jim.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you doing?
This is an easement for the turnaround at the end of Park Drive that recently we
approved contingent upon?
Yeah.
Where is Park Drive?
Park Drive is located off of Spring Creek Road, off of Fall Creek. There's three, four roads that run off of Spring Creek.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
And this was petitioned back, I believe, in 05, maybe even earlier than that at one time, and we never could work out a turnaround at that time, and the residents there, Frank and I met with them over there, and they talked to the lady that owns this lot, and she was willing to do a turnaround to get the road taken in.
If it's contingent upon their easement, I make a motion that we go ahead and approve it, because that's the way the motion read, I guess. Have you got the old motion?
I don't have that with me. That's in the other. I didn't bring that file with me, but I know that was part of the reason it was kind of tabled at one time because of turnaround issues.
Did you write this legal or?
No, I had a surveyor write the legal.
Okay.
It was surveyed out. They had to survey it. And the residents paid for that. Well, that wasn't no cost to us, so.
All right. I'll make a motion to accept the easement.
I already did.
Oh, you did. I'll second the motion then. I was reading away, I guess. Okay.
All right.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Strothis has stepped away, so, but we got two ayes. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Randy, we're not posted. We got you posted for Park Place, but this is administrative. Do you think, in the absence, are you having shop talk tomorrow?
Yes.
So you are going to have the boys come in. So yeah, that answers my question. I didn't know with him being gone for 4 weeks if we were going to have communication with the commission. On some of the, because Frank comes in, usually gives us some kind of an overlay of what took place during shop talk or prescription.
Right. Basically, we're going to have a shop talk as long as I got something to need to bring up to them, or usually they'll have something. They'll have questions on or whatever, and that way I can bring it to you gentlemen.
Okay.
But basically, we're going to go over our snow preparations and what roads we've taken in, just so they're aware, so they can get them entered in their routes and they don't get missed. So.
Another question. Did during this last event, was there, because I heard of trucks, did you put down prep?
No, I don't think.
Was that
state? I don't know that anybody went out. We had our trucks ready to go before Thanksgiving. All the shops put their trucks together, but I don't think actually anybody came in.
The Thursday of it, it must have been the state, because you know how we get calls on everybody, you know, and so I was just wondering if there was prep put down at that time, and if there wasn't, that's fine.
I don't think all they did was put the equipment together, so because everybody was going to have holidays and get-togethers and whatnot, so we didn't have to worry about having time to put together if they had to come in, so they were ready. So.
Yeah. That's fine. That's all I needed to know was because I was asking.
Okay.
So you had said something earlier, Danny. Did we? Is there anything you need Randy for this week then? Or?
No, if next week, if we have the Monday meeting, I think Frank, didn't he come in on Mondays in the afternoon and give us just a small version of what went on in the shop talk for the week before, what you're, you know.
All right.
That's all we need to know. We just need to keep updated because the public comes to us and we can tell them to go to Road and Bridge, but then they seem to think that you know, we should be able to give them an answer. And
well, I can give you an overview at what they're currently working on and what are upcoming things we're trying to look forward to getting ready for. So
I did get it. Spencer did talk to me. He has put the KDOC engineering on Express Lane, if you want to say so.
Yeah, actually, the gentleman that was here is going to be one that I've talked to last week before, and they were actually starting to work on that.
Right, and so I just wanted to, you know, those things like that need to be brought out. I mean, we broadcast, we mentioned this morning that we had listeners that wanted to know what we were doing as far as the parks and all that kind of stuff, and then we had another guy that wanted said he was a listener and wanted to know about statements made. I wanted to know.
Right. We do have three locations that it's that time of year when we can kind of start a little bit of work on. They made a mention that we already have an agreement for the three that we previously done. I don't have that agreement. And they said we all we had to do is amend that and add those three to it because they're going to be primarily the same thing as what we've done.
And they were going to grant, what's the term they used?
Is that the
grantee?
Way you understood that?
Yeah, and then after that takes place, then they're going to do the 20-some all in one package. But the three that are going to be done, that you've already done the elevation work and all that, they were going to be added to the other, and I thought probably that process was already in effect.
That's, I guess, what I'm a little bit confused on. I didn't know if we had to send that agreement to them.
Get Frank, if you can talk to the girls in the office or pull that meeting notes, because Frank had that worked out with them, and they were going to actually, they were going to, and I forget what the term grant over to us. Is that the term they used, Chuck?
I'm way behind you. When you started the conversation, I didn't know what you was talking about.
Okay,
so I lost on the whole bit.
On the three road easements and KDOC, the road that goes up the other side of KDOC over
yes,
there.
Yes, okay.
They were going to use, and they used the term grant them over to us to so we could start to work. Just as he said, this time of the year, there's times that they can be working on those projects.
Grant what over to us?
The road easements. And the.
Well, we still don't have the easement?
Well, basically, we wrote up an agreement, or you guys worked out an agreement with them. We had the full big map, and then we went down area locations on certain ones to kind of worked out with the Corps, and they granted us for three roads, Mission, Deer Lane, and Kendall Cove. We have that agreement for them three. And we've also come up with three more that they said we can amend that agreement, put them other three.
Add them to it.
Add them to it, and we can work on those three that we're going to do the same thing as we've done with Deer Lane, Mission, and that type of thing. Then Mark Case is going to send the exhibit for the whole county, every county road that goes across core of our currently maintained, that we're currently maintaining, and grant us easement for all those in one blanket form.
And that's where Shady Lane or Shady Springs and
all
those came into play. Whenever we made mention to it, there's 20. I believe he said 21 or 23 of those roads that we...
Right, and we sent them the original. They come back with their version of it, and we done, you guys went with them, done, reviewed road trips on a couple of them. But I've got the email back, having to send me that exhibit so I can double-check, make sure we didn't miss a road.
If you've got it, why don't you go ahead and send it to them? Send it to John Heiser and Mark Case.
Well, that I don't have.
They've got it
marked up, and he was going to email it back to me to where I can review it. So that's where I'm at with that. And so I'll email him and make contact with him.
That's the reason I want to have the meeting next Monday with you to go over that same kind of stuff.
But those particular three roads, I didn't know if that agreement, if you guys have it or we have a copy of it, if we want to add them three and send it to them and approve that while we're waiting, or because I don't know how
it's already been sent to them. I mean, but they said you did, they didn't get it, and then
well,
you
I
sent
resent
it back.
That, and supposedly they got that. They kind of put us on back burner, but they've had it for a long time, so
yeah.
Anyway, that's all we was waiting on was the okay to start work. So
okay, good to go.
Yep.
All right, shall we take a couple minute recess and see if Mr. Paulson and Sheila's available?
Sure.
Or do we even need Bob?
I don't know. I don't know the entire extent of the conversation.
Okay.
So
we'll recess just a couple of minutes and be back.
All right, I'll get you.